Hi, everybody. Morgan McCollum here. I just left the 9th and Main parking garage, and I decided that I would walk down Freak Alley this go around for my vlog. Welcome to vlog 8 of my time at the Commonwell during my Alexa Rose residency. I am down here, like I said, in downtown Boise. I just left the parking garage. I was gonna take a quick walk around. Wait. So I just wanted to see, try something different. Part of what I'm working on during this residency is lighting, and that's obviously very important. And so it's a little bit odd for me tonight to be trying this without lights. So I'm trying to see what it's like out here like this. So I'm on a gimbal, I'm on my phone. Things are different than they normally are. I'm normally using a real camera. Yeah. So I wanted to talk a little bit tonight about gear, which is quasi-relevant since I'm using my phone tonight. I do have my microphone and a nice little recorder that I got with some funding from Alexa Rose. I am down here in Freak Alley now, one of the most known art places here in Boise. And I just thought this might be a good place to wander around while I talked and said things. But like I said, I wanted to talk a little bit about gear. I've been watching some YouTube videos, and I think people get caught up in chasing gear, whether that's videographers or, I don't know, maybe artists, presumably, you know. I mean, there are fancy brushes and things like that. I am not as well versed on that sort of thing as I could be. But I was watching something the other day, and they were talking about how the movie Civil War was shot on a camera that's not considered a cinema grade camera. And I didn't watch that movie myself, but I saw some of the stuff or some of the footage that they were showing, and it looked great. I myself, when I graduated, got really caught up in the gear hype and worrying about what kind of stuff I had. But right now I use a camera that's, gosh, the model's probably at least 7 years old. It's a GH5 Panasonic, not the S, if anybody knows anything about cameras. It's an older camera. It doesn't do super well in low light, but it does great for what I want to do. It shoots 4K. It has good color science, and yeah. And I think that's part of the inspiration for why I wanted to talk on my phone tonight, because these things are amazing. And honestly, the quality, especially in low light, that I get out of my phone compared to my camera is, it almost makes it worth it to use the phone. I think that too many of us get caught up on the idea of needing to have everything exactly right before we start. And I'm guilty of that, kind of. When I started Boise Art Scene, I wanted to make sure that I had the right camera, the right audio recorders, and all of that, but I didn't need it. And I realize that more now. I think that the more experienced you get, the less reliant on gear you are. And that feels a little pompous maybe to say, but I think the most important thing that any artist can do is to just start making. You're gonna make bad stuff, and it's gonna teach you what is bad. And eventually, you're gonna learn through what's bad to find out what's good. I don't know if everybody's this way, but everything that I know, I learned by screwing something up. And that's okay. You gotta make mistakes before you get good. I have shot bad interviews. I've used poor lighting. I have been unprepared to ask questions that needed to be asked. And that's my medium. But for you, for what you're doing, you know, it might be that you've never tried oil paint before and you're scared of it. Or maybe you're a painter and you want to try photography. I think we all get caught up in, or at least I get caught up in, I used to get caught up a lot in what was good, what was bad, watching all the reviews of things and wanting to know what the best piece of equipment for what I wanted to do was. And honestly, I mean, a phone is adequate and good. It is 8 o'clock. It's pitch dark out here. I'm using the front-facing camera. And everything is at least as bright as it is to my eye, if not better. And that's amazing. I have taken so many photos that I love with my phone. And one of the things that I think of that anytime that I think of gear is these skateboard photographers. I am formerly a skateboarder. I am too clumsy to keep going with it in my advanced age. But there was a special in like Thrasher or something where they took a bunch of skateboard photographers and they gave them literal toy cameras, like Fisher Price. You would buy this for your child at the time, Toys R Us. But it was showing that the photos that they took were still amazing, even with these toy cameras. It's not the gear that you're using that makes that difference. It's the eye of the person behind it. And that's your framing, your lighting, whatever it is. I think too many of us get caught up on gear. And I think it would be beneficial for everybody if we just could back off of that a little bit. But again, as somebody who has been doing this for, well, I've been doing Boise art scene for about 5 years now, and I have been a professional for a decade, it's, gear doesn't matter. I use 5 or 6 different cameras on any given week at work. And I can get the same video out of any of them. Granted, it looks a little different depending on the color science of the different cameras, but my eye remains the same. My idea of framing, my understanding of lighting, it always works the same. And I think that it actually makes you a little bit better if you work within limitations of what you've got. It makes you understand a little bit more how things can come together. None of us are perfect when we start something, and it just takes practice. Ooh, I see a piece of art here that I recognize. This lovely painting is done by Julie Pagan, somebody that I interviewed in the past, somebody whose work you have seen many times, whether you know it or not. I'll leave it to her to say, you know, what else she's done. But this is one of those paintings that really, it resonates, you know? It's a fun one. Everybody loves Twinkies. Surviving the Apocalypse. Again, Julie Pagan. At Pagan Art on Instagram. P-E-G-A-N. Yep. I love walking through Freak Alley. Part of it is the art. Part of it is that it's always evolving. Part of it is the people that I have spoken with over the years and getting to see how their art has evolved. You know, I'm just noticing as I walk through here that this is all on this side. This is all different from the last time I was here. And I think that's a neat thing. I mean, that is the neat thing about Freak Alley. It's always changing. And I'm a little sad that I am standing now in front of where there used to be a Bobby Gaytan mural. And it was there for several years, but it's gone. I guess that actually kind of brings me to my conclusion. Art, us, everything we do, it's ephemeral. It will go away. The best made painting out here will get painted over someday, or over time will get, you know, turn into paint chips. I think art is very serious. It means a lot to different people. It means a lot to the people who make it. But I think that we can get too caught up with ourselves and what we're making and not think about just creating. Get too caught up in the details of what it takes to make the art instead of just making it. This is a bit ranty. This is a bit different. I'm wandering around 8th Street through downtown, feeling awkward as hell. But, oh, gotta go quick. Gotta get across the street. But I appreciate everybody who got this far. And if you did, thank you. And I will see you next week. We'll talk about art, creating art, what I'm doing. Tomorrow, I've got an interview with Sector 17, and that will be cool. That'll be for my documentary. You saw some of their art in tonight's video. They are a couple of guys who are really doing work out here. And they've been supporting themselves and their families with their work. And I just think that should be celebrated a little bit. So we will end this here for this week. And then I will talk to you again next week. Thanks.